It's time for Conversations with the Mayor, brought to you by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carborough. They invite you to embark on an unforgettable journey and explore the wonders of South Africa this September. The trip's 9 days, 8 nights, with airfare out of RDU, hotels, and most meals included. You can learn more at carolinachamber.org. We're joined now on the phone by Hillsborough Mayor Mark Bell. Mark, how are things up in Hillsborough?
Good afternoon, Andrew. Things are going great here.
Glad to hear it. I was actually almost in Hillsborough this morning. I was up at Sonark Studios looking around there and talking with Stephen, and that's a pretty great venue up there. I don't know if you've been out there yet.
I have not.
It's a recording studio, but it's more than just that, and it's like a very world-class facility. So pretty fun, and I think we'll be hearing more from them in the near future. Just another feather in the cap of the Hillsborough area, of course. The more I learn about Hillsborough, the more fascinating it gets, for sure. I wanted to talk about a couple of the things that happened with the Board of Commissioners meeting, and one of those is continued discussion of the multimodal greenway along 70, or the multimodal transportation study along US 70. What did you learn about that last night?
Sure. So I don't recall if we had talked about this in the past, but big picture is that Highway 70 runs from Wilmington to Arizona. So there's just a very small piece of Highway 70 that runs in through Orange County. And so there has been an effort underway for quite some time, a couple of years, I think, in Orange County, as well as Durham County, doing their own study of 70 as it intersects the Durham County and Durham City. So in Orange County, this study has been underway, and we got a presentation last night from our county transportation leadership about what that plan means for Hillsborough, and more specifically, how it is aligned with our goals and our comprehensive sustainability plan and our other strategic plans in terms of, you know, focusing on multimodal, protecting the natural environment, creating opportunities to make Highway 70 and the many streets that intersect 70 safer. And so it was a good presentation, and we agreed that the county's vision for the 70 corridor as it intersects Hillsborough is definitely in keeping with our comprehensive sustainability plan, as well as our strategic connected community objectives portion of our strategic plan as well. So we approved that. And so what that means is that we kind of gave it our blessing from our perspective, but it's ultimately up to the Orange County commissioners to decide if they want to adopt this and make an official recommendation for the whole Highway 70 corridor plan through Orange County to the Durham Chapel Hill Carborough Metropolitan Planning Organization. We abbreviate that DCHC MPO. So they're ultimately the plan sponsors for this. And then they will sync that up with the Durham plan, and then, you know, make recommendations for funding for projects to accomplish the goals of that work.
That sounds like great work, and obviously it's on a pretty long timeline, but I'm also just kind of struck by the fact that it didn't necessarily have to be that way. It sounds like it was really easy that you were able to see how this aligns with the town's values, but that's not necessarily always the case when there's plans for, you know, a large thoroughfare that's not necessarily under your jurisdiction. So how much of kind of a relief was it to know that this is something that's likely to be happening, that is something that Hillsborough can easily get on board with?
Well, I think we had a little bit of an advantage from the Hillsborough perspective, because for pretty much the duration of the Highway 70 corridor planning process, former Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver was the chair of the Durham Chapel Carborough MPO. So there was great insight into how that plan was unfolding. I took Jen's seat on that board as well. So I've been involved for about 6 years myself. So we've kept our eye on it and had multiple opportunities for input and public preview of the plan. And so there's been a couple of years worth of very transparent work about that. So it sounds to me that they were paying close attention to what we have been saying all along about what our vision is for that. But there's always the opportunity for a municipality to say, well, that doesn't exactly align with our goals and come back to the drawing board. But that was not the case here. It was pretty aligned with what we were hoping.
It's the voice of Hillsborough Mayor Mark Bell here on Conversations with the Mayors. I understand you also discussed legislative priorities last night. What did the Board of Commissioners come up with there?
So we try to create a set of legislative priorities every year. As you know, the General Assembly has a long session and a short session, and the short session is about to commence. And that is really, by and large, a continuation of the long session. There aren't radically new or large programs that are discussed in a short session. So we had legislative goals for the long session last year, and we took a look at those goals, and then we reviewed them, and we only tweaked one of those goals. We have a priority about affordable housing, but now we call that affordable and workforce housing. And really what that means is that we have been asking the General Assembly to support municipalities, not just Hillsborough, municipalities, in creating opportunities for affordable housing. And in our economy, it's going so hot in North Carolina, especially in the Triangle, in the Triad, in Charlotte, that finding housing for workforce to help power that economy is really important. So we hope that the General Assembly is interested in doing things to help increase the supply of workforce housing. And by that, I'm talking about teachers, firefighters, police officers, EMS, middle income types of positions that are essential to any town to function properly. So we would appreciate their support in helping us come up with funding mechanisms, grants, subsidies, and policies to help increase the supply of workforce housing. But otherwise, our priorities were the same as for the long session, including additional funding for water and sewer infrastructure, huge need for that, transportation and connectivity funding, local government preemption. We don't want laws to be passed that would undermine or undo town priorities. And then also, there's a statewide shortage of auditors who work in the public government sector. So towns and municipalities and counties all have to have a very rigorous audit process throughout the year. And we have trouble finding qualified people to perform those audits for us. So we'd like some help and relief from the state on those goals.
We're speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Mark Bell, and that's all I had from the Board of Commissioners meeting. Was there anything else that stood out to you?
I'll just quickly say that last week we touched on a review of our cemetery policies, and so we had a conversation about that, and we'll have more conversation in the months ahead on that. We've asked the staff to kind of completely rewrite our cemetery policies.
Ooh, that's always, I find that topic a little bit interesting. I know both Chapel Hill and Carrboro are kind of grappling with what to do with their cemetery land as well. So it seems like something we might revisit down the road as the Board of Commissioners continues to discuss that. One other thing that I wanted to mention before we wrap up is that I believe we've got our first Last Friday Art Walk of the year coming up this week. Is that correct?
That's right. First Last Friday is this coming Friday, and come on down to Hillsborough, or come up to Hillsborough, as it may be, and check out all the events we'll have all over town, downtown, and West Hillsborough. I will be in front of Cup of Joe staffing the Hillsborough Climate Challenge table, handing out information about our climate challenge, which we've talked about this time last week. So,
yes, and I look forward to talking about that again as we get into the actual activities. I understand that you're going to be very visibly participating in those.
Absolutely. As many as I possibly can.
Excellent. Anything else that you wanted to mention before we wrap up?
I think that's good for today. Don't have anything else.
All right. Thanks as always for the time. Great stuff, and I look forward to talking again next week.
Thank you, Andrew.